Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neo-colonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
And we are back once again. This is the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of new African people as we strive to gain independence, land, self-government, and the creation of an economic system that benefits the collective, the whole, the community, instead of just the individual. My name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera, and I am your host. We want to join you as we talk every day, every Sunday at 10 o'clock and discuss things that are relevant to the African independence struggle. And as always, we will be joined by some of the brightest minds in the new African community. But we want to start the day off with, as we always start, by shining the spotlight on an individual event or organization that is significant in the struggle for African liberation. And we want to talk about something, an experiment, a program that was devastating to new African people, and really is just one of many. And it was in Tuskegee, Alabama. It's known as the Tuskegee Experiment. This is where 600 African men, poor sharecroppers, were experimented on. Many of them had syphilis. It is believed that several hundred of them did not have the disease syphilis and were injected with this disease. But what happened in this experiment, these individuals who had the disease syphilis was refused treatment. But they didn't tell the patients that they were refusing treatments. They were given placebos. And they were allowed to go out and live their day-to-day lives with this disease unknowing, spreading it at will. So this experiment happened from 1932 all the way up to 1972. 600 of our brothers, many of them given the syphilis virus and not treated, not told that they had the virus, and they were studied up until the point in which they died from the disease. There's actually a movie that came out about it called Miss Evers Boys, I believe. It was like an HBO special. But this is what we want to shine a spotlight on today, the Tuskegee Experiment. So on this day, we want to remember, we want to acknowledge, we want to say ashe to those brothers who were experimented on and up until their death. And understand this experiment, this happened all throughout the civil rights struggle. It still was going on. And these brothers were just left to die and spread disease. And it's no telling how many thousands of people were infected with this disease and they never knew. So on this day, we want to acknowledge, we want to remember the Tuskegee Experiment, which leads us to our topic for today. With all of the information out today, all of the research that has been done, all of the things that have come to light, I mean, we understand that AIDS is a biological weapon that was created for the depopulation of so-called third world nation in a eugenics program to get rid of the undesirables in society. We understand that it was created in a laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland. We understand that the prison industrial complex is a form of legalized slavery, and that the justice system unfairly targets new African people. It was just a report released today about individuals in Alabama police officers, lieutenants, even judges who were involved in a conspiracy to set up black men. They were planting evidence on new African men, black men. And this was in Alabama. In fact, it was Lieutenant Steve Parris, which is now the police chief in, I think that's Dothan, Alabama. Anthony Hughes, which was the assistant director of Homeland Security for Alabama, and even the district attorney, Doug Velasquez, along with 12 other police officers, which was part of a white supremacist organization who had been for decades planting evidence on innocent new African men. And thousands of our brothers were falsely locked up in prison, in the prison industrial complex, where we can legally be enslaved, understand? And there's no telling how many times this happens every day, how many police precincts, how many organizations across the country did this type of thing happens. And this is just one example of some individuals who just happened to get caught. And even though they still haven't been brought to justice for this, and they probably will not, but we have examples after examples after examples of our people being attacked. You look at the medical industry. Look at what happened in Flint, Michigan, with the water supply. Even in Memphis, Tennessee, our neighborhoods are constantly being used for chemical dumping grounds. There's a neighborhood here in Memphis, Tennessee, in which a company, they were dumping nuclear waste in an new African community, and it caused clusters of cancer, like babies coming up with cancer. It's just killing our people. So this is nothing new. You go through the stores in black communities, the food quality is the worst in the country. And in America in general, the food quality is pretty bad, shockingly bad for such a rich and powerful nation. But especially in the new African community, in the black community. So that raises the question, are our people being under attack by the system? Is the system attacking African people? And before we get into this, I want to show a clip. I want to let you hear a clip. So this is from a white scientist. I know many of us are under the indoctrination of the system of white supremacy, and we feel the need, we feel the necessity to have our claims validated by European people, white people. Well, here's a white man telling you, a white scientist. So let me load this up. Like I said, today's topic, are new African people, are our people being attacked by the system?
Have you ever noticed that every mass poisoning in America, it seems, just happens to take place in black communities? I mean, think about this. Flint, Michigan, right? Detroit, basically. Lead in the water supply. Not a small amount, a massive amount, a potentially fatal amount of lead if consumed over time. Highly toxic, highly damaging to the development of the human brain. It was deliberately put into the water supply. There was a massive cover-up, carried out by white people, by the way, and it targeted specifically the black community of Flint, Michigan, which is predominantly black. And this is just one of many such cases. In the past, there was also this poisoning in the Washington, D.C. water supply. Well, who lives in Washington, D.C.? I'm talking about the residents there, not the bureaucrats who commute in but then go home in some other rich community. The people living in D.C. are black folks, predominantly, and that's where the poisoning took place. Think about the vaccine autism link cover-up, which was admitted by the CDC scientist known as Dr. William Thompson. He confessed to it. We've carried it on our website, naturalnews.com. You can read his confession. He says that he and other scientists at the CDC covered up statistical evidence, scientific evidence, showing a link between vaccines and autism in who? Young African-American boys. Not white boys. African-American boys. So we got the water poisoning in Flint. We got the water poisoning in Washington, D.C. We got the vaccines all targeting black communities. And that's not all. Look at the cancer industry in places like Detroit. And we've covered this extensively on Natural News. The cancer industry, it is a racket they have predatory business practices that target black men and black women because they know that those people will have more aggressive cancers because of their skin color, which blocks ultraviolet light from the sun, which generates vitamin D. So the black communities tend to be vitamin D deficient. And as a result, they are more lucrative to the cancer industry. And so these predominantly white-owned cancer organizations, for-profit businesses, they set up shop in low-income black communities, then they offer free screening so they can falsely diagnose black people with cancer so they can make a fortune treating them with chemotherapy that they don't even need. And in Detroit, working inside the Karmanos Cancer Center, or the Karmanos Crittenden Cancer Center is what it was called, was Dr. Fareed Fattah. And he would recruit black people, and he would tell them they had to have chemotherapy, and then he would order them to be compliant, that they had to do the chemo with him, sometimes for years. While he kept billing Medicare and Medicaid insurance companies, he was raking in a fortune with a false diagnosis, committing absolute criminal fraud, preying upon the suffering and pain of black folks, while he was pocketing millions of dollars and making the whole cancer industry rich because they were selling, you know, the chemotherapy chemicals to him that he was marking up and selling to the black patients and billing the government. These people didn't even have cancer. And Dr. Fattah eventually was arrested. There was a whistleblower inside the hospital who blew the whistle. And he was arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced to 45 years in prison. But if not for this whistleblower, he would have been continuing that practice to this day. And so that's just another example. But let me wrap it up for you. Again, water poisoning with lead, black communities, vaccines, and autism, predominantly black kids at risk. Not only black kids, but there's a higher risk with black kids. Washington, D.C., water poisoning, black community. Cancer industry, predatory targeting of black women and black men because that's who they know are the most profitable. So let me be blunt here. You probably know, my name's Mike Adams. I'm the health ranger. I run the science lab here. I'm a scientist. I'm a food investigative researcher. I'm an investigative journalist. I've won 3 journalism awards for investigative journalism. I have seen that there is a genocidal overlay to the medical system as it is operated today. It's not just the medical system, but really the entire public health system is probably a better term. There is a racist, genocidal targeting of black people, and it's more insidious than I think you can imagine.
Yes, and we're back at the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of new African people. And as we said earlier, our topic today is, are new African people, are black people under attack by the system? Now, you just heard a scientist, Michael Adams, who described mass poisoning and raising the question, you know, why is it every time there is a mass poisoning, it just so happens to be in the black community? And he talked about lead poisoning. And it's something that we don't discuss. It's terrible what happened in Flint, Michigan, with their water supply being contaminated, purposely contaminated with lead. But something that we don't talk about, because, see, lead is connected with mental retardation, with brain disorders. But in fact, the whole water supply in general has already been contaminated with something called fluoride. And people don't understand the dangers of fluoride within itself. Because one thing that fluoride does is it attracts lead into the water supply, into whatever it does. It attracts lead. So, in essence, our whole community, all of our people are being purposely dumbed down. And this is not just evident from what happened in Flint. This is evident from when you look at the television, when you turn on the radio, especially when you listen to black radio stations, they target the youth, young people. I mean, I was somebody who was always into the music, hip hop. I used to love it. And right now I can't bear it because it seems so, you know, so a lot of it, not all of it, but it seems like retarded, a lot of it. And it always promotes so much negativity and self-destructive behavior. And this is all problematic. But then you go to the white radio stations and understand, especially the pop radio stations, their music is influenced by our music. You turn to it and you hear elements of our music flowing all the way through their station. But one thing you don't hear all of the self-destructive messages and undertones within their music. And I think this is something that is purposely done, especially when you study about who controls hip hop, who controls the music industry. It's the same people who come. It's a big, big web, and everything is connected. The same people who control the music industry, the hip hop industry, control the prison system. It's a whole lot, been tons and tons, you know, of articles written about this. It benefits the prison industry to have music that encourages young black people to engage into self-destructive behavior, which will allow them to be incarcerated into the prison industrial complex, which will allow them to be legalized slaves. And like I say, and it seems like I'm counting everywhere because this is such a big, big subject because we are under attack from all levels, from all directions. And I see I have my brother Kakayi. Kakayi is on the line. And I want to bring in his perspective because, of course, every week we are joined by some of the brightest minds in the new African community. So this is what we're talking about today. Are new African black people under attack by the system? Brother Kakayi, are you there? Hello, Brother Kakayi. Brother Kakayi, are you there? Guys, see, I'm having problems with him. Let me see. Is Sister Songs are there? Sister Saw. Tell you what, I'm gonna take a break.
Yeah, free the land.
Oh, free the land. I am. Good to hear from you, sister.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
So, what do you think? Are our people being under attack by the system?
Oh, most definitely, like you said, on all fronts, on every single front. I mean, from food, from clothing, from shelter, from education, from all the basic needs that our people need, are in need of, we're under attack. From the air, you can go on and on and on, from health care, it doesn't matter. You can throw any subject matter out there. We can discuss how we are being under attack systematically on purpose. And yes, for the purpose of genocide and population control. And I think we really have to realize that in order to get up from under, we have to be self-determining and control our own basic needs. We don't control our food. Somebody else grows it and gives it to us, and we buy it in the grocery store or what have you. We don't control our housing situation. We have no control over anything. We don't control our education system. We don't control any of that. So we're putting our destiny in somebody else's hands who, from the jump, does not have our best interests at heart. So, of course, we are systematically under attack on all fronts, on every single front. It does not matter what you throw out there. We can discuss how we're being under attack.
Exactly, exactly. Well said, well said. And I'm glad you brought up the educational system because, I mean, like I said, it's a big web and everything is connected. And we are being attacked on all levels. You look at the educational system. One thing that they're doing to our children is they are over-medicating them. I mean, they're saying, well, little Jimmy, not Jimmy. That's not a common name. But little Raheem, he's having behavior problems. He's having problems focusing in school. We need to do something to, you know, help him focus. We're going to give him some of these medication, these behavior modification medication in order that he will be better well behaved. And this medication basically turns them into zombies. And really, all of this medication, they're gateway drugs to, you know, even stronger drugs. And if you understand the history from the report, the Gary Webb report, Dark Alliance, crack cocaine was brought into this country by the CIA to help fund the Iran-Contra affair. And it was purposely put into the black community right there in South Central Los Angeles. And we understand the devastating effects of crack that crack has had. We all know it. We all know somebody who's on crack, know many people. You go into our communities, you can't stop at a gas station without seeing them there, like the walking dead, the real life walking dead in our community. Always asking for spare change and, you know, but this is devastating, has had a devastating effect on our neighborhood as a whole, because many of these people are brilliant. You find all types of brilliant people who are now just strung out. You know what I mean? One thing that crack has done, I mean, you can get just about anything you want really cheap because you have, you know, whatever you need to be need done. There is somebody who is sprung out on crack who does it and does it well and willing to do it for next to nothing in order to get high. So, you know, like we were saying, within the educational system alone, they are purposely over-medicating our children. And it is creating a situation where, you know, it starts them on a path of self-destruction. So, you know, the question is, why would they be purposely attacking new African people? Why are people under attack? You know, because when you think about it, what's the purpose under this system? And notice I said attacked by the system. And understand this system that we're under right now, which is capitalism, imperialism, and colonialism, which right now is neocolonialism, because we have new African black people who are in power. But what neocolonialism is simply white power with a black face. So you can have a black president, you can have a black governor, you can have black mayors, you can even have black police chiefs or whatever. But the power structure is still dominated by the European white power structure. And they are taking their cue, taking their orders, and working in the interest of the white power structure. So this is the system in which we are dealing with. So up under this system, in the system that we have currently today, which is capitalism, the economic system, it evolved out of slavery, chattel slavery. And chattel slavery was based on the exploitation of our ancestors, forced labor. And capitalism is still based on exploitation of the common man, exploitation of the proletarian, the working class. Especially new African people, black people. And because, see, the purpose for our people being into this system was to be a source of cheap labor, B, entertainment for white folks, and C, being the ultimate consumer, to buy everything up that we can, just make white folks even richer. These are the three reasons that they have New African black people in this system. That is our role. It's designated by the white power structure. And once we start stepping outside of those roles, that's when we become, that's when we come under attack. You know, nobody cares about, you know, we're cool as long as Jesse Williams is, you know, playing a doctor on TV or whatever. But when he starts to speak out about social justice, you know, then he's no longer simply entertaining white folks. Now we have a problem with it. When the athletes are just playing ball and all of that kind of stuff, but when they speak out, and most of them don't, but when they speak out on issues of social justice, then we have a problem. There's an issue. As long as we are staying in our designated role in this system, then yo, we can live comfortably, some of us. But once we step outside of that, then there's a problem. Once you start speaking on how our people are being attacked, there is a problem. And like I said, we are being attacked on all levels. And we, this show is not long, unfortunately. But before we go, we want to talk about some solutions. What can we do? Because, you know, we understand that the main source of all of our problems here in America come from the relationship that we have with the system, which is a colonial relationship. We lack the control of the basic resources and systems that govern our very lives. We lack control of the educational system, the economic system, political system, justice system. All of the systems that govern our lives are controlled by individuals who have historically benefited from our collective exploitation. So what can we do to change this? Because as long as other people, people who don't care about us, people who are exploiting us, control these systems that dictate our lives, then we will always be subjected to attacks on all levels. And because we don't have a proper defense system against anything, then we will be left helpless, vulnerable to anything that they want to do. So what are some of the solutions? Do I have my sister Sa? Sister Sa, Anxa, are you still there?
Sister Sa. Yes, Frida Lane.
Frida Lane.
Yes.
So, you know, in closing, what can we do? What are some of the remedies that we can do about the massive attacks that, that our people are suffering every day under this system of neocolonialism, white supremacy, imperialism, and capitalism?
Well, of course, it's not enough just to know that this stuff is going on. We have to be proactive about it if we want to see a change for ourselves and for our children down the line, because we don't want to look 100 years later in the same system and the same thing is happening within our community. So we have to, right now, in this present moment, change our mindset, step out of the box, step out of this capitalist society box, and embrace a socialist African mental perspective, mental, spiritual, physical perspective. So on all levels, we have to be thinking out of the box, thinking in an African mentality, which is a social mentality, which is sharing. So just think, we have to, if there's listeners out there that have not read a whole bunch of books on African culture, have not, just think opposite. Whatever is going on, what's the opposite? What's the opposite of over-medicating our children? The opposite is not medicating them. You know? What's the opposite of eating all these chemicalized, denatured foods? The opposite is eating natural from the earth, from the planet. So think opposite of what's happening now if you're not totally well-versed in what's African, because the opposite of now, that is African. You know, the opposite of what's going on within the society is African. So stepping outside of the box, building for ourselves on every level, being able to take care of our basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, education, healthcare, entertainment, transportation, it goes on and on and on. But building for self, developing for self, stepping outside of this particular system and this particular nation and building our own nation, which we as the Republic of New Africa and the provisional government of New Africa are constantly day in and day out working hard to do so. So just stepping out of the box, having the confidence in yourself, knowing that you are here, you are human, you have the right to be happy, to be prosperous, to dwell, to thrive here on the planet, just as much as anybody else. So self-respect, self-love, knowing that you deserve it.
Well said, sister, well said. And we're just about out of time, but in closing, I do want to say this. I mean, it's obvious. All you have to do is do a little research, and you'll find that our people, New African people, are on an attack on so many different levels, on so many different fronts, from the educational system, the social systems, the political systems, the health systems, all of the systems that dictate, that govern our very lives. We are being attacked by them. Now, if we understand this, then it will be common sense that we break away from this system and set up something new. And this is actually already started to happen. Matter of fact, in 1968, 500 delegates, members of the nationalist community, got together and they wrote a Declaration of Independence, just like George Washington and all the good old boys did. But our people did it in 1968. And they declared our independence. And they wrote the documents. They created blueprints and plans on how to set up a nation, how to set up communities. And the plans are still there. They still exist. All we have to do is pick them up, update them, and implement them. And in fact, right now, today, in this day and time, we have more access, we have more resources than they ever had. But we have to have the consciousness and the state of mind, the mindset to do so. We have to break the chains of this mental enslavement, break the chains of dependency of this system of white supremacy, which is detrimental to us, which is destroying us, which is killing us. We have to break it. We have to let it go. We have to take our children out of the public food system, this educational programming propaganda system. We have to take them out. We have to create and support institutions of our own. I'm going to say that again. We have to create and support institutions of our own that will feed our best interests. Educate schools that will equip our children with the necessary tools to survive in this world. Not only survive in this world, but take it over and create something new that is better suited for us. It can be done, but we have to do it. We cannot depend on some magic guy in the sky to say hallelujah and change things for us. We cannot depend on some magical president is going to get elected and come down and save the day for us. Brothers and sisters, if you're waiting on God, you're waiting on the Savior, well, I'm going to speed that process up for you. I'm going to tell you where to find them. I'm going to tell you where to find he or she. Just get up and look into the mirror, and you will find your Savior right there. You've been there all the time, because right now, in 2016, we have to save ourselves. We have to save our collective selves and break the chains of self-destruction and dependency on the system of white supremacy. My name is Brother Prophecy. I thank everyone for listening, for joining us every week at 10 o'clock Sunday on the Voices of New Africa as we discuss topics that are relevant to the liberation of new African people and the new African independence movement. as we struggle for land, independent self-government, and the creation of an economic system that benefits the whole, that benefits the community, instead of just a few wealthy, like super-rich corporations. Free the land, and we'll see you all next week. We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited.